Let's pray. Redeeming God, we come to you this morning praising you for who you are and your steadfastness. We lift up those in need of your healing hand, for Glenn Wilcox and for Lucy as she cares for him. We pray for Ben as he continues his recovery and rehab and anticipates future surgeries. For Kate, that her cancer treatments will be effective. For Kate and her family as she enters into hospice care for the balance of her life. For Bill Harmon as he recovers from his accident. For all those ill with seasonal illnesses, for ongoing health concerns. For Anita and Bob and Nancy and Glenn and Earl and Andy and Monica and Isaac, Beverly and Helen, and for all who are dealing with loneliness and depression. We lift up Mike and Sherry as they enjoy their vacation afloat. Keep them safe and well. We lift up the people of Israel and Palestine as they deal with the violence of war and death. Pray for the safety and release of the hostages, for relief supplies to the people of Gaza, for the safety of people caught in the crossfire in Gaza and Galilee, the West Bank throughout Israel and Lebanon. Pray for Israeli leadership and its military, that they would keep concern for the Palestinian people in mind. We pray for your Arab leadership to be mindful of its role, their role, in the cycle of hate. Pray for our own leaders and military as they deal with the role our nation is playing in the effort to restore peace and protect the innocent. Pray for our sailors in the Red Sea, for all involved in the operation of the temporary port in Gaza. We pray for our leaders to help those in the Middle East to see a way to live side by side in peace. For the nation and people of the Ukraine in this third year of Russia's war. For those who mourn the deaths of family and friends killed by Russia. We lift up the people's safety, their well-being, and relief. Pray for you to hear the cries of the Ukrainians. Pray for all Ukrainians who are now held by Russia against their will, particularly children and youth who have been or are being exploited in Russia. For all must now live under Russian rule in the occupied areas. For all Ukrainian civilians and Americans held in Russian prisons. We pray for wisdom and discernment for Ukrainian leadership. Pray that the Russian people would understand and confront the atrocities committed in their name, bring about change in their country. We pray that the Ukraine would not be deserted by us or others in the West as they seek their own safety, independence, and security, and we pray for Western resolve and courage for our leaders as they make tough decisions about the host of problems confronting us. Pray for our own unity and resolve in the presence of these and other evils, that we not turn our backs on evil. Pray for Haiti, pray for peace in the Far East, for all who are suffering droughts, for the people of Moldova and other former Iron Curtain nations as they are threatened with Russian invasion. We pray particularly for the Baltic nations and Poland. Pray for our nation and its leaders, that they would abandon partisanship and seek the common good. Pray for all citizens, that we too would see beyond our divisions and seek the common good. Pray for wisdom for leadership in our community and state. We pray for this particular church as we seek to be your witness. Pray for wisdom, forbearance, and discernment. Pray for our pastoral search. Pray for medical staffs, pray for teachers, pray for first responders as they undergo daily risk for our sake, for those dealing with disasters, for refugees everywhere, and we pray for your shalom everywhere, for all those who call on your name. And we lift up these and our other prayers as we remember what your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For that is kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.